Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
How do your colours change when you go grey? This is something that Susan is struggling. She said, I'd like to understand my colouring now that my hair has turned grey. So there's a few things to think about when we are going grey, and it depends if you're greying from warm or greying from cool, undertone, and also whether you're greying from light or greying from dark, of course. So if we look at a cool example, a cool and dark example, one of the things that will happen as we go grey is our colouring softens down a little bit. So we might go from being a brighter palette to a softer palette, so the colours are not as bright as they used to be. And then we may even, depending how grey we may go from a lighter palette to a darker palette to a lighter palette. Or if we're greying from light, again, we'll go from brighter to softer, but overall lighter. So one of the things we can move quite a bit as we grey. So I used to have dark hair and then I went grey and then I ended up with light hair and then I embraced my grey. So it really depends on what version you are doing. But what is interesting is the greys in a warmer palette are different from the greys in a cooler palette. And this is because there is a difference between warm and cool greys. So here are some warm greys and here are cool greys. You can see that these are much more yellowy green. Don't look so good on me because I'm cooler. These are more bluey, you know, or even purpley grey. Or more kind of just traditional black, white, grey. But most greys are not, that we're seeing in fabrics, are not just like a true black and white grey, which would be a cool grey anyway. You might have some warmer ones, you may have some cooler ones. So even when we go grey, there'll be a difference between the undertone of the grey too sometimes and from what colour we started greying is going to influence how warm. So if you're greying from red hair, your grey is going to look a lot warmer than if you are greying from a very light blonde, which is probably going to look much more white. So that kind of is something to think about. Now, what it really means though is A, we've got that undertone of the palette that may not change, but some people it does, but say if you're cool, you'll be, you know, just softening down and then lightening up. If you're warm, you still might wear warm colours, but they may not be as warm as you used to wear. So one of the things, because grey is essentially a little bit cooler, you'll find that the colours cool down a little bit. We haven't got that same intensity of the undertone, not intensity, the undertone, the same amount of yellow maybe. You might find that the really warm colours don't suit you as much now. There's slightly less warm colours. So that can also be something that changes a little bit as your hair goes grey. So that is something to think about, is that kind of, that it's still on the warm side, it's just not as super warm as it used to be. Now, I always think the big thing that changes when we change our hair colour is our best neutrals. So your best neutrals come from your hair, eye and skin colours. And so if you say used to have brown hair, then maybe brown, some sort of version of brown, was your best neutral. I used to have dark brown hair. This used to be a really great neutral for me. I don't have that color hair anymore. There's nothing brown about me anymore. So even though I can wear these kind of cooler dark browns, I would not wear the warmer ones, but I can wear the cooler ones. They're not related to me anymore. So now gray, especially the cool grays, have become my best neutrals because you can see they're really related to my hair. And because I've got very light grey hair now, I'm even better in these really light ones versus when I had more darker grey hair, I would have been better darker. So potentially if you had, you know, kind of warm brown hair, maybe now you want to go for a warm grey instead. So that is the first thing, is what is the neutrals that are best for you? Because when your hair colour changes, your best neutrals change. So that is something to think about. And that is, I think, one of the biggest differences. Thinking about the undertone and the intensity and the value as well. If you've gone from dark to light as well, we have to lighten up our whole wardrobe as well because it's more in line with you. But then also thinking about what are my best neutrals, because they really are the big thing that changes that I really notice when we go grey, it's new neutrals related to your hair colour. So this is where too we can think about, well, I've got all these clothes in some other neutral. Can you dye them into your new best neutral? Like, that is also something you can think about doing. We don't have to throw everything out just because the colours change. I have recently, I had all these black boots and stuff that I used to wear when I had the black hair and the very dark brown hair that were great then. Now, I just don't wear anymore, but they're good quality and I've worn them in and they're comfortable and all those sorts of things. So I get some shoe paint and I paint them. And that way I keep getting to wear those things and I can change the colour. So don't think that you have to throw everything out and start again. Sometimes we can actually make changes using dye and using, say, shoe paint, things like that. So that is the biggest thing, I think, that as your hair goes grey, it's a great time to reassess your colours, to find out if the colours still work. So if you're feeling uncomfortable in the colours that you used to wear, it's a sign that something about your colouring has changed, because skin changes along with hair. And so, I don't have the same intensity of spring skin I had when I had the black hair. My skin has changed completely, which is why I could not dye my hair back to that anymore. But, I have learned to embrace the changes. Life would be boring without change. My mother always said that change is as good as a holiday. Life would be boring if we were exactly the same our whole lives. So I think it's good to think about that rather than rail against the changes, because sometimes it can feel like it's hard work. Maureen said, how do I transition away from a predominant corporate wardrobe to a more smart, casual retirement lifestyle wardrobe? So this is also a very common thing. It's particularly if you've had like all the suits and all those sorts of things, and then suddenly you've got a retirement lifestyle. Well, you don't need to dress up in the same way. You haven't got the office. You don't need to impress people and all those sorts of things. So what do you wear? So this is thinking about looking at what you used to have and thinking, what is still relevant for me? There's no point in keeping whole suits if you are never going to wear them again, ever. But for many of us, we might be able to take that suit jacket and wear it with a, t-shirt and a pair of jeans if we want to kind of smarten it up. Or we might wear those suit pants, the dress pants, but wear that with the t-shirt if we want to kind of, or a blouse or something, if we want to, dress up that, but not be wearing it as a suit. So it could be that, or you might decide that, the suit pants are too much, they're too fancy now, so they go, but I'll keep some jackets, or I don't wear the jacket. So you could think about how your life is transitioning and what you spend your time doing. So one of the things I recommend doing is do a lifestyle analysis. How are you spending your time? Where are you going? What do you need? What are the different roles, responsibilities you have in your life? And what's kind of appropriate for the different kind of general occasions that you may have in your life now that it has changed? And then look at your wardrobe and look at what is still relevant and what is not relevant. Or you might just think, there's one suit that I really like that I could break down and wear separately rather than as a suit, but the rest of them can go because I don't need 10 suits anymore because I'm not wearing that all the time. So think about the volume when you look at that lifestyle analysis. What kind of clothes do I need? What do I need more of? And then what do I need less of? Keep the very best, the ones you've loved the most, and the ones that are the most modern and current, and let go of the others. And there's lots of great places, like there's many kind of Dress for Success, Fitted for Work organizations that would love to have those old work clothes to help other women get back into the workforce if you are wondering where to let them go to. So I think that's probably the first step. And then figuring out your life now, how you're spending your time, what you're going to be doing, and how you want to express yourself through your style now. So you may want to redo a style recipe to work out where you are and who you are now, and then start building your wardrobe of what you decide to keep and then what you decide to let go of around that new style recipe. But, we're all evolving, changing beings, and there's nothing wrong with having a change in your wardrobe and your style. And it can take some time. Don't stress about that. Last question comes from Narina, who says, how do I build a wardrobe of outfits instead of just basics? So we're so often given, like, everybody needs these basics, and there's a lot of people promoting that you have to have these basics to make a wardrobe, and then suddenly you go, I've got these basics, but everything feels bland because everything is too basic. So this is where accessories come in. Accessories are really useful for turning those basics into something interesting. You want to make sure that those basics also work together, that they have a color palette in common. And this is why having a color palette where your neutrals work with your colors is really important. If you look at the, say, the neutrals, which you might be thinking of the basics in this palette, and compare them to this palette, they are really quite different from each other. So even the browns and things, and that's because these neutrals go with this palette and these neutrals go with this one, but I would not want to wear these neutrals with these colors. They don't go. And so this is where, even if it's a basic, it still needs to be in your color palette. So if you need an online color analysis, you can do that. I have online color analysis, so it doesn't matter where you are in the world. But yeah, so thinking about an outfit, what makes an outfit? It's A, that the colors coordinate. B, that there is something about the styles that's similar. So if everything's super casual, that's fine. But if you've got very smart with super casual, they just don't work as well together. So it's thinking about having clothes that fit together, and that, you know, too, then maybe what we need to get in, if you've got a wardrobe of basics, we might need a few more hero garments. That adds some interest to your wardrobe. Not everything has to be basic. And the other thing too is to think about, do I like interesting basics or boring basics or plain basics? Some people have a style that is much more simple and plain. Other people need more excitement even in their basics. So it's even understanding that of like, so you can have a otherwise, you know, gray t-shirt, but maybe it's got some interesting construction, which moves it away from being a plain and simple basic. But for some people, that interesting construction is like, that's, I don't like that, or it doesn't allow me to layer in the way I want to layer. So therefore I prefer something more simple. So it's working out those things for yourself. And this is something that often looking at the favorites, which are the things that are favorites, that can give you that information about what it is that you really like. And so when we're thinking about building wardrobe of outfits, this also is like, color palette is number one. When you have a color palette where everything works together, you will find outfits come together really easily. So today I felt like wearing this blouse. It's too cold here for it, but fortunately I have a, you know, in fact, I've got two tops under here. But they're all in the same colorway because my wardrobe is filled with the same colorway. So very easy for me to layer. And this is a merino wool underneath this blouse, so I can wear it even on a winter's day. So this is where it becomes so much easier. When you have the colors that work together, suddenly you have more options to build outfits. And of course, then my jewelry too, because my jewelry, it's all around the colors that I wear and my signature colors. So I am always looking for things that they will naturally work together. So it's thinking about outfits, it's thinking about maybe a hero piece here and there, and it's thinking about accessories. They are the things you want to think about, but of course you need to know your lifestyle and what works for you. And that's where too, understanding your personality is so important, because you want to be choosing the things that are you, not copying me or copying anybody else. This is where we usually go seriously wrong. It's when we start copying other people and then we don't feel good and we don't feel comfortable. What you want to do is understand you and then build a wardrobe around you and who you are, your lifestyle, your location, you know, how you spend your time and what you enjoy wearing and what you feel comfortable in, because it's got to be comfortable to you. I hope that helps, and thank you for watching or listening. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.